This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio Show. Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And by now you know that Roy Moore has lost the Senate seat. And that's how the establishment Republicans wanted it. Mitch McConnell, congratulations. That's how the lamestream media wanted it. Congratulations to those guys. The hit job. And let me tell you something. They think they've won the war. Oh, we got another seat in the Senate. And now they don't get to pass tax reform and a host of other things. Wait until it's all said and done. Just wait. This is one of these things where the left think they think they got their moral victory. I mean, they think they got their victory. I'm not looking for a moral victory. I wanted Moore to win because I think that it's a terrible thing when somebody just decides we're going to do a witch hunt on a guy. And I look at the way things were set up and how idiots say things like, well, I have to believe that he was doing this. So many women came forward and all this, when you know how crooked these leftists are. But if that's the way you want to play the game, stupid liberals, stupid conservatives, Republicans that call yourselves conservatives as rhinos, then guess what? You get what you get. It's sad that that's the way the world works now. And what's even more sad, because, I mean, I'm looking at Batali, you know, I don't know, Chef Batali. I don't know anything about that man. But they say four women have accused him. He must be guilty. He's already stepped down. Some other journalist, Linzer or whatever, he lefties. By the way, Batali's a leftist. Love the Clintons. He's out. Three more sports anchors, Marshall Falk, who's an acquaintance of mine. He's not a friend, but he's an acquaintance. And two other guys I don't know. They supposedly, oh, and Donovan McNabb, believe it or not, who I just talked about, I just saw him the other day. They're all now being accused of sexually harassing some woman that worked at the sports, you know, TV show where they worked at. So three of them have been suspended. McNabb hasn't, but it's under investigation. And if you believe the allegations of the woman, you say to yourself, well, why didn't you go? Now, she's an ex-employee. I don't know whether she left of her own accord, but she didn't leave after supposedly four people did it, and then finally she's gone. Yeah, well, look, I'm going to give you a little inside baseball here. Marshall Falk, Hall of Famer, had no problem getting women. When I lived in St. Louis, Marshall Falk, I'll just say he has no problem getting women. None of those guys, you know, maybe it's proximity and they want to be all, well, you know, she was there, she was available, but maybe she made herself available. We know nothing about this situation, but you know what? If you even question it, then you're SOL. So, Democrats, enjoy yourselves. You know, I'm going to remember, I'm still living on November 8th, 2016. And as I mentioned before, this isn't some moratorium on Donald Trump. It's not a moratorium on draining the swamp. It's one more Senate seat that's going to be up for grabs yet again very soon. And you can bet Doug Jones won't be facing Roy Moore. He's going to face a different opponent this time. I don't know who that'll be. The other thing, a third of the Senate, the majority of it is going to be Democrats. And they're not going to have an easy way because Donald Trump is a rock star. And I don't know all the intricacies of the politicking and what goes on, but you can't point the finger at every single Republican and go, he's a sexual harasser. Because by the time that rolls around, it's going to be so played, it'll be like, he hates Negroes. And the Democrats are going to find themselves embroiled in quite a few scandals coming in 2018. So for you folks out there that are, you know, lamenting and you're, oh, we lost, and now we've lost two governors in a Senate seat. And this is a Senate seat, honestly. We shouldn't have lost. We shouldn't have lost. My hope, without knowing Roy Moore very much, except for the fact that he's a Christian, and I don't believe the allegations of these women. But outside of that, I'm telling you, I believe this is a big mistake. It's funny how some things happen and you think, you know, how could God let that happen? I mean, this was Sessions' seat. Barack Obama won Alabama big time. Barack Obama. Donald Trump won Alabama big time. How can we possibly lose this seat? And you don't know. What is it that God is saying by letting us lose this seat? A God-fearing man. What was he saying to Roy Moore? Maybe he was saying to Roy, you know what? I got bigger plans for you. But he may be saying to the Democrats, go ahead, get happy. Act like it's yours to keep. Because he's got to run again. This is a special election. So I don't know what the answer is, but I'll tell you this. I didn't watch that happen and was all, oh my gosh, you know, the sky's falling. What are we going to do? Our agenda is intact. It's intact.
Oh, Trump's never going to get taxes passed. Just watch.
Now, I predicted a Moore win, and let me tell you why. I felt like Americans had seen enough of what the media could do, and, you know, in terms of negative publicity and just out and out lying. I thought when Roy Moore proved that this lady would not release her yearbook and it was a forgery, etc., I thought that was enough. I don't know what else could be done. I don't work on these campaigns. I'll tell you this. If I were running Roy Moore's campaign, I believe he would have won. And I'm not saying that I'm such a great campaign manager. I know nothing about it. But I would have fought them so hard. I would have turned this on Doug Jones in ways you wouldn't believe. Now, here's the other side of the coin, too. The Democrats spent a fortune on this race. They bought this race. And that's okay. The Republicans spent a lot, too. But what's so sad about this is that McConnell abandoned this man. He abandoned him. Then they came back at the end and tried to salvage it. And what the Republicans should have done is immediately say, we're not going to believe this. And you don't know the circumstances. Look, I don't even want to go down that road because it really upsets me that we don't have enough backbone to back somebody. I look at the support, the rallying around Bill Clinton when he was under fire. And, I mean, he was one of the worst offenders. And the people who watched Weinstein do what he did, and then you compare any of that to a Roy Moore, and you're going, seriously? It's nothing in comparison. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to teach you how to learn not to care.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Radio Show.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Dun, 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 dun. Bring it sexy back. Bring it sexy back. Oh, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Bring it sexy back. I'm bringing sexy back to the radio. Yes, you people are sexy. Go ahead, look at yourselves, find something reflective. And then hold on a minute. Oh, Lord, man, bringing sexy back. Bringing sexy back. Welcome, sexy people. How many times have you been called that? It makes you feel good, doesn't it? Because you're feeling a little sexier now that I've told you. Dun, dun. Come on, move your shoulders. Everybody move your shoulders together with me. Bum, 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 bum. Now put one in front of the other just like, huh, like you're walking. Do it twice. Bun, two, one, two. Left, left, right, right. Come on, bring your sexy back. Why am I doing this? Because I care about you. I want you to feel good about who you are. You are sexy people. But here's the thing. You don't need to care what I think. That's right. If there's anything more medicinal It's letting go, baby. Letting go. See, if you carry something, like you're mad. You've been mad at your brother, you know, for 5 years, whatever. He made you mad at Christmas or something, Thanksgiving or years ago. You're mad at him. Let it go. Let it go. Bring it sexy back. Yeah, bring it sexy back. Because you're sexy. You're good. If you're listening to this program, most likely you feel happy. And that goes for the leftists. Because the leftists will still be leftists. They'll be listening to me like, I'll listen to that Kevin Jackson show. But I don't have to like it. But they find themselves going, bring it back. They like it. They like it. They love it. They want some more of it. They do. Admit it. That you look. You send me notes. I read between the lines. Kevin, what you said the other day, blah blah blah. And all I hear is, Kevin, what you said makes sense. I really want to change, but I'm obstinate. I just want to fight the feeling because I don't want my whole world to be rocked by you being right, black man. Bring it sexy back. Bump bump. See, let me tell you something. The secret to life, and don't take this the wrong way, because I'm going to explain it. I'm going to explain it to you. Doesn't matter, you know, who wins elections. And, oh, the Guilas governor's races and Roy Moore. And all, that is, none of that matters. What matters is how you feel. Things will settle down. You're already seeing it. You're watching it happen right before your eyes, folks. Your little sexy selves. Learn not to care. That's what I'm telling you. That is the lesson Kevin Jackson is delivering to you right now. Learn not to care. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, the left does not care about you. That's their sanity. The reason why they can ignore logic and reason is they've learned not to care about you. They don't have to care what you think. Yeah, of course it makes sense. You don't bring terrorists into your midst. You don't allow people to come illegally into your country. You don't have a bunch of people that you know don't want to work, want to get welfare for nothing. You can't let unions pay people for doing nothing. You can't let unions be in charge of their own deals, especially when it comes to your children, like the teachers unions and some of these public service unions. They will be self-serving. And that's just common sense. You don't penalize the best among you, the capitalists, the people that are making jobs, and then say, like Hillary Clinton did,
corporations don't create jobs.
And you don't give credit to roads and bridges for business being there. That's like saying, without oxygen, you better give some credit to oxygen. If government could tax your oxygen, what would they do? They would tell you, you couldn't survive without clean air. Why do you think they want your air? So they can tell you, well, without air, how are you going to have a business? And there's going to be a whole group of idiots coming up in school going, well, government's got a point. I mean, if it wasn't for them with the clean air, well, I mean, where would we be? With clean air, just not getting taxed for it, not paying for it. Are you kidding me? Man knows what to do. We're smart. We don't need government. And oh, by the way, when government says, ooh, you can't get anywhere with roads and bridges, who do you think of providing those roads and bridges? You? It's not government. Let me tell you, when has government looked at a road and a bridge and went, you know what? That would be a great place for a road or a bridge. And not only that, I'm going to invent something that you can drive on that road and bridge and it won't be muddy. You know, I'm going to pave it. Show me where government has a department of paving. Show me where government has a department of asphalt. You know what somebody did? Somebody looked at it, and at first they went, you know what, we could put some boards over there and put it across the bridge, and we can build ourselves a wooden bridge, and it'll let things go across. And some guy went, you know what, that bridge would be a lot better if we use metal. We made it an expansion bridge, and underneath it we put a very flexible material that's made of concrete and asphalt, whatever else, and we'll call it pavement, you know, whatever, and we're gonna use that. And if they could do it with air or through some sort of a, you know, you know what I'm talking about, with it, like the Japanese trains, they do that. But man thought of it. Man did it. Capitalists came together and said, oh, I can do a road. Somebody built the road and then it was cracking. Yeah, it was just all cracky. And somebody said, you know what I could do? If we put a rubberized formula into the concrete, It won't crack as much. It'll expand and contract better. And they've gone on to, you know, now we got blacktop. Can you say that? Is that racist? You get what I'm saying? Everything gets, you know, we fix it. We understand it. We do. We improve it. That's what we do. But let me tell you, no matter what you're talking about, no matter what innovations, no matter what you're speaking about that's political, you got to learn to let go, because the left does not care. They do not care about conservatives. They do not care about your point of view. They only care about themselves. They don't care about America. You say,
you got to love this country. This is America. And they're like, America? And then they want to, you know, argue with you. I ain't saying no Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem and all that. I don't love this country, but what's this country ever done for me? Well, it's giving you roads and bridges.
They don't care. Self-indulgent prima donnas. They'll take what you have, or they'll get somebody else to do it. Conniving, conspiring miscreants, always looking for an opportunity to get anybody, including those closest to them. They are soulless cretins, and that's too kind to describe them.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to preach up in here. I love the Lord.
Oh, man, I'm having fun with you guys already. Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about. There's a strategy afoot right now at the leftist. A strategy. And I want to talk to you about this strategy. And I've already spoken about it a little bit. It's playing out right now. But now there's a new antagonist in the mix. Somebody that they want to replace Hillary Clinton. They say there's a lot of people that can run for office for president. Well, they're going to start touting this one person. I'm going to break that down for you here in just a bit. Yeah, we got a lot going on today, huh? How about that election?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Should we have a little fun? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Promote it where you can. Do what you can. Get the word out there, because let me tell you something. We give you the best. We give you the good stuff. We don't hold back. We don't cut it. We don't cut the radio show and water it down with baby powder so when you get your hit. No, you get the full thing. Conservatives out there, what's he talking about? Leftists are like, man, did he just talk about cocaine? this show is a drug. It's heroin. That's heroin for you white people. Oh my goodness, we're having too much fun. You want to know why? Because the left has a strategy that they want to trot out. It's an old strategy. It's already been done. It did not work before. And what's funny about it is, let me just set the scenario, and I've said it already, but the left want to paint Donald Trump as a sexual predator. Now, they're going to struggle with that because, I'm going to tell you how it is. Let me just talk black for a minute, okay? In black folks, with black folks, we see Donald Trump as the apprentice, the dude who did The Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice, as a billionaire playboy who could have done a lot of bad things, and he didn't. Donald Trump could have lived the life of Hefner, except he was seriously rich. Hefner was just a fake rich. He had a little bit of money. Trump had serious money. Trump never had to marry. He could have baby mamas all over the world, for all intents and purposes. But he did it by the book. He's been married 3 times, but he married his chicks, right? Donald Trump has been around the most beautiful women in the world, and they want to paint this guy as some sort of a lecherous dude. And I jokingly said, look, Weinstein, yes. Ugly kid growing up, the big fat Jewish boy, and I'm sure his parents did well and all that. But he was not the guy that the girls were like, ooh, you think Harvey's going to ask you out to the prom? No. You think Franken was that guy? I mean, look, I understand, they don't all grow up to be ugly, but many of these leftist men are pretty ugly guys. They don't have anything going for them. Why do you think Franken resorted to comedy? You think he was going to get chicks on his looks? Of course not. So they're ugly men, and they're soulless, and so they get into power, and they do these crazy things. And look, I don't care. Franken's a whole other story, but Weinstein and some of these other guys, they're horrible people, and they had a reason to be. They were trying to get to the power. Donald Trump has had money and pretty much power his entire life, other than some battles here and there with money issues where he was trying to leverage stuff and had to sell some things. He had some periods, some dark periods. We all do. But other than that, dude, there's hardly a guy on the planet that wouldn't at some point say, I would have traded. You know what I'm saying? So this idea that they're going to sell this is crazy to me, but the left are crazy. Here's the second part of it. Gillibrand. Gillibrand is, they want her to be the next big thing. Elizabeth Warren's gone. Kamala Harris, by the way, I need to make a correction on Kamala Harris. I've said on this program, she's not black. She's not half black. I had read a story where she was, I thought she was Indian and Greek or something. She is half black, Jamaican. Her father was Jamaican. So she's not technically black, as in black American, but she's a Jamaican. And that's what I think I got mixed up. But anyway, Kamala Harris, dumber than Hank Johnson. You should see some of the tweets of this woman. So here's my point. The left are looking for a hero. So what they've done is they've said, we're going to make Donald Trump into a bad guy. After all, he supported Roy Moore. And we've got all these allegations against him. And oh, by the way, look at what we did. We got rid of our dead weight. We got rid of Al Franken and Conyers. Let me tell you something. They didn't get rid. The strategy for them was they went to Conyers and Franken and said, look, the only way we're going to get rid of Donald Trump, we can't impeach him. There's nothing he's doing wrong. We have to taint him. And by tainting Donald Trump, we will taint everything that he touches, everybody around him. Anybody that supports Trump supports being against women. And women are going to go, we don't like Donald Trump because he's a misogynist and he puts his hands on women's, you know, naughty bits and all that. Let me tell you, huge, huge backfire on for multiple reasons. Number one, women are smarter than people think, including leftist women. And they're going to go, come on, y'all are, and when I'm finished with this today, you'll understand that this is a huge backfire. You guys know me. Y'all not, look, I'm not trying to blow a little sunshine up your Komodo. You know, I'm not. I'm not trying to make you feel good for the sake of feeling good. I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen. This is a huge backfire. And the first thing is because of women. Women get it. Leftist women get it. They get it more than anybody. They're like, are you kidding me? A billionaire, if he had interest in me, are you kidding? I would have gladly gone out on a date. I would have, you know, no offense, but I would have put out. I would have done whatever. Don't try to play games with women's sensibilities. They're actually endearing Donald Trump to leftist women. Y'all can stew on that a little bit. You know, and enjoy the morsel. Now, here's number two. Gillibrand is dumb. She's a, you know, she's not a bad looking woman. It's not like she's, you know, she's certainly, Donald Trump wouldn't grab her by the blah blah. You know what I'm saying? But she's not ugly. And what they're saying in this statement is, we don't really believe Kamala Harris has it. We don't believe we have a candidate. So we're going to make Gillibrand the next Hillary Clinton. She's, you know, an okay looking lady. She's from New York. White chick, blondie. Let's see what we can do with her. So it's Hillary version 2.0. Now, wait until Gillibrand gets into the fight and she starts talking about women's issues. And I, by the way, is even though her voice isn't like Hillary Clinton, it's almost very like a child, like a teenager. You know, like, and anyway, so Donald Trump's like, So this is the biggest backfire in the history, not the biggest in the history, but it's a big one. Okay, I don't want to get too hyperbolic. So I'm loving that this is their strategy, and I'm gonna walk you through it a little bit because you just gotta understand what's going on here. So here's Gillibrand talking about Donald Trump and the sex abuse. All right.
President Trump has been the Republican candidate Roy Moore. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress forced two of their own prominent members, Senator Al Franken and Congressman John Conyers, to resign their seats. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand led the movement, which was started by women in the Senate, to compel Al Franken to step down. She's been wrestling with issues of abuse and accountability throughout her career, battling against sexual assault in the military and on college campuses. And she joins me now for an exclusive interview from Washington. Senator Gillibrand, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Christiane. It's great to be on.
So, as I said, this is an extraordinary moment, an unprecedented time in American politics, and the world is gripped by this saga. I mean, here it now takes aim squarely at President Trump as this whole Me Too movement, you know, gains momentum. Should the White House be worried?
I want to stop it there for just a second, and we'll pick this up if we go a little long. We'll pick it up in a bit. But here's what's funny. So she's Christiane Amanpour, who replaced one of the former anchors on MSNBC or whatever it was. She says Trump supports more. Now, the Dems have gotten rid of two of their people. And then now she introduces Gillibrand. She says Gillibrand is compelled. She's the one who compelled Franken to step down. So now she's presented Gillibrand to us as a hero. I want you to understand what's going on here. Was it CNN that she's with on the floor? Doesn't matter. So she's presented Gillibrand as she's gone out against the sexual assault in the military and on college campuses. And so she is truly a champion of women. You got to understand where we are here, folks. And then Amanpour says, we're at an extraordinary moment in political history. The world, these are her words, no exaggeration. The world is gripped on this subject. And then she says that it takes aim squarely at the president. Does it? So let me see. I thought it took aim at Al Franken and Weinstein and Kevin Spacey and a host of other Holly weirdos and more DC freaks that we are yet to discover. But no, she says it takes aim squarely at Donald Trump, the president. And then she goes on to say the Me Too movement is now moving forward. Look at the Me Too movement. It's gaining momentum, as she said. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. I've said it before. The Me Too movement is gaining momentum because the media is going to say every time a man, you know, even looks at a woman, oh, he looked at me, sexual assault, sexual assault, sexual assault. So you're going to watch this thing happen until some woman, some high level executive, you're going to find out Hillary Clinton was freaking, you know, Uma, and Uma's going to claim sexual assault against her, or you're going to find some high level executive getting sexual assault claims, and then suddenly things are going to die out. That's how it's going to happen. But understand this, because we got a break. Gillibrand's a hero, and she's a hero of a movement, and CNN wants to recognize it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. We are documenting what's happening in the Democrats' playbook. The Alinsky tactics. It no longer work. But they still want to use it. So let them use it. I'm not going to, you know, look, I explained to the Democrats, we're on to them. If they listen to the program, and they do, they write to me. You Uncle Tom, you this, that, and the other. And fine. It, by the way, if you're a leftist out there and you want to send me some hate mail, feel free. KJRadio.com. If you want to call, leave your hate messages, 844-551-8255. And for you people out there that want to leave your messages of love, you can do the same. So we're talking about Gillibrand And the strategy of the left to set her up as the next big deal going into 2018. That's what they're doing. The Democrats don't have a AAA ball club. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, they don't have a major league, but they don't have a team coming up. And so Cory Booker, he's embroiled in some controversies. By the way, he's also saying President Trump needs to step down. He's been doing mea culpas all over the place talking about women that he supposedly, groped. But let me tell you what that's about. That isn't because Cory Booker actually groped women. That's to make Cory Booker not be gay. Just so you guys are aware, the rumor is he's gay. So the groping for him is going to be, he's a real man. And then at some point, the reveal will come that Cory Booker is either bisexual or gay. And we'll have the Democrats will tout, we'll have our first gay president. Oh, or they're going to let Booker and Gillibrand run together. So that's the strategy there. They're always playing the long game. Now, I'm just, watch how they set Booker up. Because he was touted as being one of the guys to be groomed for president. As was, by the way, Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner, I know it's hard to believe, he was considered an up-and-comer in Democrat politics. Boisterous, loud-mouthed, secular Jew that, I mean, quite frankly, stood against everything you're for. The conservative Jews look at a guy like Anthony Weiner and go, yikes! Conservative people hear his politics, they see a skinny version of Chuck Schumer. Is when they saw Weiner, but he was a big deal. Al Franken, y'all think I'm kidding. Go look at the list of people from even 6 months ago that they say were going to be contenders in the presidential election. Al Franken's high up there. Now, once you get rid of all the people that are 70 to 80 years old, the list gets pretty small pretty fast, and it's not very many folks. They don't have a farm team, as they say in baseball. But anyway, Kirsten Gillibrand, who's from New York, she's doing an interview with Christine Amanpour, and Christine has set this thing up that it's compelling. We're at an extraordinary moment, and we've got this champion of women's rights, Gillibrand, and she doesn't have a husband, by the way, who's raped 50 women. So here we go. We've got our new champion. And she's impervious to any, history of this. And there we go. And Christine Amanpour says, the world is gripped. Here's the clip. I'm going to play the whole clip, including Gillibrand's response.
President Trump has been the Republican candidate, Roy Moore. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress forced two of their own prominent members, Senator Al Franken and Congressman John Conyers, to resign their seats. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand led the movement, which was started by women in the Senate, to compel Al Franken to step down. She's been wrestling with issues of abuse and accountability throughout her career, battling against sexual assault in the military and on college campuses. And she joins me now for an exclusive interview from Washington. Senator Gillibrand, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Christiane. It's great to be on.
So, as I said, this is an extraordinary moment, an unprecedented time in American politics, and the world is gripped by this saga. I mean, here it now takes aim squarely at President Trump as this whole Me Too movement, gains momentum. Should the White House be worried?
Well, President Trump should resign. These allegations are credible. They are numerous. I've heard these women's testimony, and many of them are heartbreaking. And President Trump should resign his position. Whether he will ever hold himself accountable is something, you really can't hold your breath for. And so Congress should have hearings. They should do their investigation. They should have appropriate investigations of his behavior and hold him accountable.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. You're Kristen Gillibrand.
She sounds like so what they should do, they really ought to do this? And
she sounds like a little bitty girl, and which is going to be a problem for her. I'm just telling you, Democrats have major problems. Major problem. And the problems aren't personalities. It's not the sound of somebody's voice or whatever. The problem is they don't have a good ideology. I was talking to a guy, he says to me, He voted. He goes, I just liked Obama. And I go, why do you like Obama? He just seemed cool. I told this story, I think, yesterday maybe. He seemed cool. He seemed like he was on top of things. And so here's the problem that the Democrats have long term. They had a guy that seemed like he was on top of things, and he wasn't. And now they're going to witness a guy who is on top of things. And while he's on top of things, you've got accusers like Kirsten Gillibrand who's saying he's a sexual predator. He's a sexual predator. And it isn't going to jive with anything that's going there's nothing that's going out. Don't misunderstand me. There's going to be some idiots out there who will believe anything you tell them. But the overwhelming majority of people are going, it isn't going to work. And I find it interesting that the Democrats are retreading something that's already failed. Because you want to prosecute it again? You think that the media is going to suddenly change? I think what they're thinking is Donald Trump's going to get baited into, I didn't do that with this woman or whatever. He doesn't have to. The women are doing a great job all on their own. Now, look, I want to cover this differently later in the broadcast because Megyn Kelly rolled these people out, and I want to talk about how that interview went here in a bit. But I want to play one of the accusers that Gillibrand says they're very highly credible. These are very credible people. The credible people she's talking about, one of them is a Hillary Clinton shill. And she wants to say, yeah, 20, 30 years ago, Donald Trump did this. And let me tell you what Donald Trump's going to go. I don't even know who you are. When would this have occurred? And, oh, we were at some sort of a gathering, and he's going to go, I have no knowledge of it. And to Katie, I forget her last name. She's a British lady. To her point, she says, we are going to go through sexual abuse fatigue. Ladies, I'm not talking to, let me rephrase that. Chicks on the left, you guys better understand, you are opening up Pandora's box. Pardon the pun. And Pandora's probably a leftist now that I think about it. And you are not going to be able to put whatever the contents are back in it. Because what's going to happen is people are going to have what Katie called sexual abuse fatigue. Everybody's crying foul. Yeah, one time he looked at me. Wow, did he look leeringly? No. No, he just glanced at me. I'll give you an example. One of my friends is a regional manager for a large shoe company, a store. And he said one of his employees, a girl, filed a complaint against her boss, who's a woman. And the guy goes, well, what did she do? And the girl goes, she looked at me. And he goes, and he thought it was a joke. And he, oh, yeah, well, you know, I get looked at all the time. You know, I'm pretty hunky, you know. Listen, he's not. He's a nerd. And so he's like, she looked at me, and he goes, well, what do you want me to do? And she was, you know, legit. And she goes, well, it was the way she looked at me. And the girl, the supervisor, has no clue. She's like, what is he talking about? And he had to file a report on this. Anyway, I want to play this clip real quick.
These dreams never included a man lining us all up to look us over like we were pieces of meat. These dreams never included a man coming into the backstage makeup area while I sat naked under a robe.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, that was one of Trump's accusers, and he comes into the dressing room, apparently, and this girl sat naked under a robe, and that became a hashtag, naked under a robe. She doesn't even have the ability to process that she's not naked. She's a pageant girl. Guys go in and out of these pageants like this, photographers, hairdressers, makeup artists, you name it, people that do their outfits. They're all going in and out of this room. This is the way the pageant works. Donald Trump has not changed the way he did it for years, and she's saying, it was harrowing what he did to me. Now, she doesn't explain that there are many other girls in there as well. What's he doing to her? Nothing? Nothing that's any different than any other pageant and any other pageant girl. This is one of the accusers that they want to put in front of the American people.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.